You've heard of the 4B movement. Leftist women withdrawing themselves from the dating market and adopting celibacy to protest against Trump winning.
There's no way I am letting any man near me.
And nothing of value was lost. You've seen others getting their heads shaved to deliberately make themselves more unattractive to men. Mission accomplished. You've seen others end relationships because their boyfriends voted for Trump.
I've literally broken up with a man because he voted for Trump.
Wow, bet he was devastated. Well, now some of them are taking it more than one step further by sterilizing themselves.
This is an emergency. Please call 911. Jen, how can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to schedule an appointment with Dr.
And are you the subscriber for this coverage?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's this appointment for?
A consultation for sterilization.
Now, I'm not trying to be rude, but in her case, is this procedure really necessary? I mean...
Alrighty, I have you scheduled...
You know I'm pro-life.
Sterilization?
But maybe some people just aren't meant to have kids.
I am so, so sorry to the groups and communities that this... may negatively affect. And while I am still allowed to say such things, if you are in South Central Pennsylvania and you would like the name of the doctor that performed my sterilization surgery a few years ago, hit me up.
Whoa, hold up. Is she encouraging non-white women to get sterilized? Based? No. Bit racist, if you ask me. Suffice to say, humanity's collective future will surely be devastated by this contribution being absent from the gene pool. 25-year-old Eden Ixora, who reportedly creates content for OnlyFans, of course she does, told Newsweek the idea of getting pregnant was worse than death. Or you could just quit the online sex work, cut out all the degenerate at promiscuity, find a decent husband, have a bunch of kids and enjoy genuine happiness. No, she chose instead the far more rational option of, checks notes, getting a bilateral salpingectomy, which is a procedure to have both of her fallopian tubes removed, undergoing a potentially traumatic irreversible surgery that will leave you barren for life. Because Orange Man bad. Or something. Just get with the program. Don't stop, baby. Ooh, this ain't a slow jam. She said, for me, it was a call to action. I need to get this locked in so I don't have to live in fear that at any moment some random guy can completely destroy my life. Or you could just stop fornicating with random guys. Turns out Trump winning wasn't the only reason Eden chose to get sterilized. No, what finally convinced her was this Nick Fuentes X post. Imagine getting body parts surgically removed because you got offended over a joke tweet. Makes those screaming at the sky women look positively moderate in comparison. It's a question I've heard so many times before. Paul, you're nearly pushing middle age. Alright, rude. How come you look 10 years younger than you are? Only 10? Well, it's not rocket science. It's called regularly moisturising your face and having a good skincare routine. That's why I'm excited to have Tiege Hanley as the sponsor of today's video. They help men start and maintain a skincare routine by simplifying the entire process. I recommend you start with their Level 1 system, which comes with all the basics. A daily face wash to get rid of all the dirt and grime on your skin. A 2 times a week exfoliating scrub to get rid of all the dead skin cells. An AM moisturiser with SPF 20, because you should always be protecting your skin from the sun. And a PM moisturiser to help your skin stay hydrated and healthy throughout the night. Their products have made my skin look and feel healthier than ever. But you don't have to just take my word for it. They've got over 7,000 five-star reviews on their website from satisfied customers around the world. And because Tiege is sponsoring this video, they're offering you an amazing deal. Just click the link in the description to get 30% off your first skincare system and a free gift. Plus, as a member, you'll also get 20% off for life. By the way, both gifts you're choosing from are $20 value and are complete game changers. A silicone body scrubber or a nail and face grooming kit. They've pouched it up all nice as well. Personally, I prefer the silicone body scrubber because it just feels so soft and silky on the skin. Ooh, not gonna lie, that does feel nice. So don't wait any longer. Click the link in the description box down below to start your skincare journey today.
It is the time to start seriously seeking sterilization. If you are done having kids, if you never want kids, if you're not on birth control, I don't care if your partner has a vasectomy, like, it's still imperative that you seek protection for your body.
How are you at risk of getting pregnant if your partner's already had a vasectomy? There seems to be a theme emerging here.
In my opinion, like, birth control is not enough. And at this point, you need to get it done and you need to seek it and get on a waiting list and go to whatever doctor you need to go to make it happen now before it's illegal.
Yeah, because I'm sure Trump's just itching to sign an executive order banning leftists from sterilizing themselves, thereby ensuring Democrats produce more future voters. Doesn't even make sense. Why am I even entertaining that any of this would make sense? Newsweek contacted Trump's transition team via email for comment on leftist women sterilizing themselves. And I believe we have the response right here.
Actually said to hear that. I am sad to hear that.
America is no longer a safe place to have a child. It is no longer a safe place to be pregnant or become a mother.
Unless you're an illegal immigrant popping out anchor babies, in which case I'm sure it'll be fine.
I cannot stress enough how much relief that I have because I got my tubes out like 3 years ago. I have no kids. And it was one of the hardest things I had to fight for over a decade.
Imagine spending a decade of your life fighting to ensure you're physically incapable of creating more life. Lydia Eccles, 28 of Texas, also told Newsweek she plans to have her fallopian tubes removed. If I'm to be denied any rights in the next 4 or more years, I will not be giving them up without a fight. Just give up your fallopian tubes instead. That's reasonable. Instructing a doctor to destroy the lining of your uterus because you're mad at Trump winning. Perfectly reasonable. Last week, a 39-year-old from Washington State underwent a bilateral salpingectomy in which her fallopian tubes were removed. I'm not happy that I felt forced into a surgery I did not want to alter my body. I feel like the election tied my hands and forced me to be sterilized. That is horrible. Ending your own bloodline and ensuring you'll expire alone with nobody around to care about or remember you. Because an election result didn't go your way. With Trump's victory, we quickly learned that my choice to cancel the surgery had been taken from me. We both believe that I had no choice but to proceed to ensure that I can protect my health should my husband's vasectomy fail, and or should my hormonal birth control become inaccessible. So, your husband's had the snip, he's infertile, yet you're still on birth control. Either she really doesn't want a baby, or there's been a little extracurricular activity going on.
Honey, I'm back, oh boy.
Steven, why so early?
Who is?
Who's that guy?
In what fever dream do they think getting sterilized will make a difference politically? They're literally just ruining their own lives and thinking it's a massive own of Trump supporters. Trump's repeatedly said abortion's a states' rights issue. He's explicitly stated he not only wouldn't pass a federal abortion ban, but that he'd veto one. There's more chance of Joe Biden running for president again than there is of Trump passing a nationwide federal abortion ban. But they've all swallowed the media hysteria that Trump's going to implement Project 2025 and eliminate their right to use abortion as a contraceptive. And they think this is the source of their unhappiness and anxiety. The source of your anxiety is that very distant but still genuine voice of conscience screaming at you to stop terminating life simply because you want to continue having meaningless, vacuous sex with random guys without any consequences. Sterilization isn't going to fix that. If you value what I do and you want to help support me, please visit pauljosephwatson.locals.com and either pledge a one-time donation or subscribe to join my community, get early access videos, and message me directly. And exclusive live streams coming soon too. Promise. Check out the Locals link down in the description. And don't forget to take a look at the brand new website, modernity.news. That's where you'll find all my content, including exclusive articles. That's modernity.news.